from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You think a skiing shutdown's coming in September?
Maybe one start, but I can't see more than that. It's, and a lot of it is because of what we've talked about. They had a set plan.
You can't see it? I mean,
I can see it. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But one start is all that I could see, just if they feel like his workload has gotten to be too much and the point where they feel uncomfortable with the amount of innings that he's thrown. But their whole plan at the beginning of the year was to avoid that. Now, I know plans change, but I still think they are so much looking into the future than they are the present, and that is part of the problem. But that's why I think they've built this entire plan for next season, more importantly.
Yeah, I do agree with
that. So that he throws 160 innings this year, maybe 170, so that he can throw 200 next year.
I do agree with that. For better or worse, I was reading a column by DK on how this whole thing is really geared for 2025 to 27. And I would extrapolate from that and say that I'm not sure. Now, you never want it to end like this, with a catastrophic, humiliating losing streak where the team just comes apart. But I wonder if deep inside, Ben Cherington and company are just as happy not to make the playoffs. I think the ideal scenario for this season for them would have been to be in it in September, play a bunch of exciting games, and just miss.
Okay, I'm glad you brought this up, because this is something that infuriates me when I'm on social media and I see this.
Well, let me just explain.
Okay.
I think that way, first of all, you get all the money and revenue that comes from being in it into September. But then you don't have a baseline that you have to exceed next year of the playoffs. That's number one. Number two, you don't have to use Skeens and Jones into the playoffs, maybe not even into games in late September. That's a bonus. So those two things are gigantic for me, and I wonder if deep inside they're thinking, Charrington's thinking, it's just as well that we're not going to make it. But again, you never want to see it end like this. You want to extend it into September.
I see people on social media all the time, whether it's this big of a losing streak or the Pirates start to fall off or whatever it might happen, say, I'm sure Ben Cherington is somewhere so happy right now that he's closer to the number one overall draft pick. I don't understand why people think that is something that is top of mind to Ben Cherington. In what world, in what reality, is it a good thing for Ben Cherington career-wise? And in what reason is it in his best benefit for the team not to be competitive, not to be good, and for the guys that he's drafted not to thrive?
But you can see my point that he may think deep inside it's best to not make the playoffs this year. Because then he has to make him, because then that becomes the baseline.
Why? Because then a couple of guys throw a couple more innings next year.
A lot.
And there's more expectations. Heightened expectations should not be a detriment.
So you don't think that somewhere deep inside, they, well, then why didn't he go all in then? That would be my question back to you. If you think Ben Cherington is thinking this is playoffs or bust and anything less is a disappointment, we got to get there, there's no silver lining in missing, then why didn't he go all in?
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is a lot of people like to make it out to believe that Ben Cherington wants this team to fail.
No.
And doesn't want... on social media, on Twitter, it seems like half the Pirates population of fans believe that.
But those people aren't far off what I'm saying. That I think for Ben Cherington, the ideal scenario this season would have been to, and Bob Nutting too, would have been to play into September a bunch of big games and fall just short. That way you can say we improved on last year. We were a legitimate contender. Nobody can argue that we took significant strides forward. And then the unspoken part would be, plus we didn't make the playoffs. So that's not the bar to live up to right now. Plus, yeah, I mean, Skeens and Jones, once you got into the playoffs, you had a real chance. I'm not saying I agree with this line of thinking. You would have had to extend those guys way, way beyond what you wanted to.
But shouldn't that be the bottom baseline of the expectation? That's not saying much. When you win 76 games last year, you slightly improve. Let's say you win 80. Maybe you win 81 or 82. It's an improvement. But is it still a disappointment? I still think so.
They'll tell
and
you
it's
that.
It's not good enough.
And certainly, we can all agree that the way it's ended this year is a disaster
the way
for
that
everybody.
And if it continues to trend in this direction, and they finish well below 500, bottom third in the National League in terms of total wins, they're trending that way in run differential, whatever stat you want to look at, it's just not good enough, and there has to be accountability. If Derek Shelton returns, the hitting coach has to be gone, and a bunch of other coaches have to be gone. If you keep Oscar Marin, okay. He's done a good job with the pitching staff this year, but there's no reason that Andy Haynes should still be the hitting coach of this team right now. There's none.
I agree with that. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The Fan, 100.1 FM, I should say, AM 1020 KDK and WAMO 107.3, partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the school year, providing stuffed backpacks for the hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. Visit the link on our homepage, 937thefan.com. Support as an individual or a group. Help ensure a good start to the school year. Our baseball talk on the Fan that we just engaged in, rather emotionally, I might add, is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Coming up, Dan Zangrilli. He's never short of opinions on where the Pirates are and what they're doing. He predicted their demise in some ways. He did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.